Before the debate, the California League of Conservation Voters endorsed John Kerry. His wife, Teresa Hines Kerry, was at LA's Audubon Center to accept that endorsement and then talked with NPR's Renee Montaigne.
The environment is a subject Teresa Hines Kerry has been passionate about since she was married to Republican Senator John Hines. She told the crowd that she met John Kerry when the three of them marked Earth Day 1990 on the steps of the Capitol. She spoke of growing up in Mozambique, learning to appreciate nature as she traveled to rural villages with her physician father. The death in 1991 of Senator Hines in a plane crash left Teresa Hines enormously wealthy and in control of the $1.5 billion Hines Foundation. On the campaign trail, Teresa Hines Kerry speaks her mind. She's called Saddam Hussein a creep. She's told an interviewer about her Botox treatments. Now that George W. Bush is poised to pour millions into his re-election effort, I ask her if she expected the campaign to get ugly soon.
I'm sure it'll get very ugly and personal, but I think the American people can see, and I think ugliness speaks for itself, and expensive ugliness speaks for itself even more.
Are you expecting any particular accusations, any particular vulnerabilities on your part?
No vulnerabilities on my part. My life's an open book. I'm honest, I work hard, and I care about people. And I have hopes for the world and for us. And I think we're not being well served and well led.
You were at one point a Republican.
Absolutely, and proud of it.
And you were appointed as a delegate to 1992 Earth Summit in Rio.
By President Bush.
By the first President Bush.
Whom I love very much. I have voted for him.
What is your opinion of his son, the current George Bush?
I don't know him personally. I also don't know his wife other than shaking her hand once. She seems like a strong person. She seems like she has a great sense of humor. And who knows, in a different world, maybe I would have been a friend of hers. I don't know. I don't think the son is the father and the father is not the son. I prefer the father.
A lot has been made about the possibility of your being a first lady and a very outspoken first lady. Do you see yourself at all changing?
Nope. I don't know what outspoken really means anymore. When people ask me about opinions or what I do, of course I have opinions. Is that outspoken? You would never say that about a man. I know I don't want to make policy. I don't want to be running anything. I already am running what I want. And I will continue to do a lot of that work as much as I can.
Have you decided if you will spend any of your own fortune?
Cannot by law. $2,000 is it. And I've said that so many times. And I've also said, if any time the honor of my family or myself was trashed, I would do what any American would try and do, which is to fight to redeem it. And there are legal ways of doing that.
This event today was sponsored by the California League of Conservation Voters.
Correct.
You have donated, or the Hines Family Foundation, which you were the head of, has donated $57,000 to the national group, the League of Conservation
Voters. Over about 14 years. Last one was $2,000 about 4 years ago, I think.
The League of Conservation Voters ran TV ads highlighting John Kerry's conservation history, which that group approves of. Does that not violate, or could that violate, the spirit of the sort of campaign reforms?
Not at all. They are a bipartisan group. They have never endorsed a presidential candidate in the primary, ever. But I think that environmentalists across this country have been so stunned, Republicans and Democrats, by what has happened under this administration, that they've just rallied. It's the first time. And it was not my $2,000 4 years ago that did it, I promise you.
Teresa Hines Kerry, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Teresa Hines Kerry is the wife of Democratic presidential hopeful John Kerry. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.